that grown man athleticism, that's an all-timer.
It's I should be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
That's a college baseball coach.
Talking about an umpire that fell over.
I should not be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
And when you think about it, isn't almost every coach ever held accountable for other grown men's athleticism?
That's true.
That's a great point. Yeah. But I was also thinking, has anybody ever said those words in that order? I don't know that they have
Maybe
ever.
Not.
I should be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
I don't think that's ever been said.
No, it's so good. Well, in football practice, the big deal is you can't fall down, because when you fall down, people get hurt. So that's always a big one is be an athlete, stay on your feet. So the amount of times I've heard my athleticism criticized for not being able to stay on my feet, and maybe that's why it warms my heart. Because if you're running and you trip, there's a good chance you're falling on someone's leg, and then you'll get the coach. Like, it's a weird thing, but that is like a cardinal sin in football practice. You can't be on the ground. It's insane.
Gotta have that agility.
You gotta have the agility. Like, my God, be an athlete. Stay on your feet.
That's why they do that rope drill thing. Isn't that?
Gotta be able to
stay. Like the hopscotch rope drill.
You gotta be able to stay on your feet.
I do knew that.
Well, the era has become, guys.
The era has become.
Today is the day, it being July 1, mm-hmm. that it's the first day that college athletes can be paid directly by their schools.
And they will be paid directly.
That has never happened. Well, it has happened. It's just...
this is legal.
Yeah. It's never happened like this. No. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Somewhere Eric Dickerson is smiling.
You know who's smiling, JC Babes?
What do you got?
You know who's smiling right now? You want to know?
Players?
Well, I think the players of the last 3 years...
I'd like to get money.
The players of the last 3 or 4 years, I don't know how, technically how long it's been,
yeah,
where it was the wild, wild west, those are the players that are smiling.
Yeah.
Like, I think of Caitlin Clark, think of, the elite players in college basketball
football.
And football over the last 3 or 4 years really hit a sweet spot, because before that, you could get paid, but... Yeah, I mean,
a few shekels here and there.
You'd have to be like Cam Newton, good.
And even then, it was only a couple hundred grand at most. And now some of these kids are
getting millions.
Millions.
And that's going to come down. Yeah. Because now there's two things. One is they've got the clearinghouse now.
Yeah.
That's where all the NIL deals, anything above like $600 has to be vetted through the clearinghouse. It has to be for...
NIL,
and they're gonna do a better job of policing that. And then the other thing is that schools can pay up to $20.5 million a year, and that's over all of their athletes. Yeah. So obviously not every athlete's gonna get paid, but that's a significantly lower number than what some of those kids were getting.
And I'll be interested to see two things. One. The Jeffrey Kesslers of the world, and if you don't know, look him up. That guy has made a career out of suing the NCAA. This is going to be an antitrust thing. The NCAA telling an athlete how much they're worth in an NIL deal is comical. So when someone goes, the next time they sign a $1 million NIL deal, and the clearinghouse goes and says, well, that's not legit, you're not worth $1 million, good luck proving that, and good luck in a court of law, again, telling a federal judge that you are now cost controlling what someone can make. That is the definition of antitrust. So I have serious questions about whether or not this is going to hold up and people will sue. And then the other one is, if somehow this stuff does end up being able to stick, which again, don't believe it will, aren't we just going to get illegal money funneled through the schools to the athletes again?
Probably.
I mean, if I'm a Reggie Bush type athlete and I'm getting ready to go to USC, and let's say my payment that they're going to give me through the school and through the NIL is, I don't know, $800,000 a year. That's tasty. But I know 2-3 years ago, guys were getting $3-4 million. You're telling me that I'm going to accept the fact that now it's $800,000 for no reason other than arbitrarily they say that I'm not worth it when I know someone's willing to pay me? I think we are entering a weird time where we think that this has settled some things, and I don't think Jack S. is settled.
We think!
Didn't they put something in the settlement, though, that people can't sue after no, a they were trying
to, and that didn't work. That was the conferences wanted the schools to sign, and the schools laughed at them and were like, yeah, good luck with that. So there will be a lot of challenges to this. I'm not saying there's going to be a challenge to the entire settlement, but they are going to try to cap what NIL people can pay their athletes and what they deem are real NIL. And in the initial study, I think they found that like 90% of the NIL deals, and it was even more than that for the big money deals, wouldn't qualify under this new system. And that goes back to, again, in a free market system, how do you tell a company that wants to pay a kid, how can you tell that company that that's not real? If I want to pay Isaac Ropp to endorse a product, you're now having a separate third party say, you're not worth what I'm willing to pay you. That's illegal. There's not another business in America that could get away with this. And I do think it's kind of comical that the NCAA is going to attempt this. And unless you get congressional intervention and there's federal laws that are passed, and someone convince me how they're going to grant this one entity different status than any other business in America. I'm just, everything I read about this and from really smart attorneys says that this is kind of a pipe dream that the NCAA is going to try to do this. And this is like when they tried, remember when the NCAA tried to punish Tennessee for their NIL shenanigans, and Tennessee went, yeah, here's our lawsuit. And I think there was one other state, like Virginia. And then the NCAA was like, well, crap. All right, never mind. I just think you're setting yourself up for failure when you're the first time you tell a kid who signs a $2 million NIL deal that he can't accept the $2 million because it's, quote, not in line with what we think you're worth. And for like a player like Caitlin Clark, what was she worth to Iowa?
Caitlin Clark is white.
What was the amount of money she was worth? Mm. Honestly, there may not be a number that's realistic you could put on that. And so when there's a special player like that, are you going to say, okay, well, it's okay to pay her $3 million, but like a really elite quarterback that wins a national championship, are you going to now be like, well, you're a big deal, but you're not Caitlin Clark big, so we're going to say that you're only worth $500,000 and we're not going to let you make any more than that. That is such a bizarre world to live in.
A study here says they believe that Caitlin Clark impacted Iowa's GDP by somewhere between $14.5 to $52 million.
So,
yeah, and they're saying that she generated an estimated $15 million in extra revenue for Iowa alone, just ticket sales, TV exposure, marketing opportunities. And
so wait until who's the gal at USC? Juju Smith or
Juju Watkins?
Juju Watkins, sorry, not Juju Smith was the USC receiver.
Juju Watkins Schuster.
Yes. So when Juju comes back from the torn ACL, she is going to be the biggest star in college basketball. She's bigger than any male player when she comes back, and she's signed with Nike,
State Farm.
So, like, she is going to be making millions. How do you determine what is, quote, real and what's not? Because it's Nike, it's a national brand, you can be like, no, that's legit. But if a local company wants to pay her, you're like, no, that doesn't work. And then someone comes along and says, well, we think she's the next Juju, and she hasn't done anything yet, but we're betting on her being the next star, so we're going to give her $1 million because we want to get in on the ground floor. And now you're going to say, well, she hasn't done it yet, therefore she's not worth it. None of this makes any sense to me.
And by the way, the administration of all this is going to be a nightmare. I sent you guys both a link of what the NIL Go portal looks like and all the different kind of drop downs and buckets you have to clear. People just expecting to agree to a sum of money and getting it, it's not going to happen like that. It's going to be a red tape mess.
Well, that's where the clearinghouse comes in, right? Yep. They're supposed to be the
ones. But when you have tens of thousands of kids and rogue agents who don't know what they're doing. Yeah. It's going
to
be a mess.
So yeah. They're saying the clearinghouse is supposed to evaluate all the NIL deals, anything over $600, yep, to determine if they have a legitimate business purpose, such as endorsements, appearances, or social media promotion, rather than being just veiled payments for athletic performance.
So again, if I want to sign Nico, if I'm Tennessee, and I want to sign Nico to a $7 million contract over 4 years, and they're like, nope, not legitimate, could I then just put out a bunch of fake? Could I hire an AI company to just put together a bunch of crappy ads, AI-driven, with Nico in them and be like, what are you talking about? He's the face of Tennessee football, and he's on every advertisement we have. How long would that take? And now again, now you're asking the NCAA clearinghouse to go in and be like, seems suspicious. Like, you're asking them to decide what's a legitimate advertisement?
Yeah.
And what's not?
I would imagine they'll quickly have end-arounds on all fronts.
Right.
But the clearinghouse is also expected to come up with fair market value. In other words, they will have to assess factors like, you know, what is Nico's marketability versus the quarterback at... Dude. You know, Ohio State, what about performance? He's a better quarterback.
And they're doing this for hundreds of school and thousands of athletes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, social media following.
Yeah.
You know, and that.
I'm sure the first person that is told that they are not worth what they're getting paid and therefore they can't get paid, I'm sure that person and their attorney are going to take it.
Yeah. Just agents.
Amazingly well.
Right? Agents. Like, the agents be like, wait a minute, this girl over at USC just got what? And my girl's got a million more you know, or whatever. Yeah. Like, you're right. It's like,
dude, you just.
It's crazy to think how they're going to try to.
I can't believe
police all that, but.
I can't believe they're going to attempt to do this as like a last ditch effort to save amateurism, even though they've already agreed that they're going to pay the athletes. It's insane.
Well, like you said, the feds will get involved. Congress, well, they will. I mean, Congress has already said that they will, right?
No, Congress has said that they've looked into it, but there's like no one can agree on anything. In fact, most of the congressional leaders that have spoken out against this, saying this would go against basically every fundamental business practice that everyone in the country has to.
I'm just saying, I've always thought that they were getting their heads together on federal legislation that would tighten a lot of this up, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. They can't get anything right anyway, so why would I assume?
They've got other things. They're dealing with alligators in prisons, so they got other stuff too.
By the way, you brought up Nico. I totally forgot he's at UCLA now.
Yeah, I just was bringing up the...
I know. I totally forgot about that move.
He was the guy that kind of broke this system. So Tennessee gave him $7 million as a high school athlete.
What?
And by the way, I forget who it was, but it might have been you. He was committed to somewhere else, and then I don't even think he had visited Tennessee, and Tennessee just gave him a bunch of money, and he was like, oh, all right, I'm going here.
What?
And I think that's the one that the NCAA said, no, that's pay for play. You're not doing that. And they went after Tennessee for their NIL recruiting practices and gave him like a notice of allegations or said that they were going to like investigate him, and Tennessee laughed and said, cool, we're going to sue you. And then it was the governor of Tennessee that's like and got the attorney general of Tennessee to sue the NCAA. Virginia jumped on board, and that was the one where the NCAA said there will be no more investigations, and this is beyond our control. We can't enforce this. And that's when the dam burst, and it became the Wild Wild West. Because originally, remember, you couldn't have pay for play; it had to be quote legitimate NIL. And Tennessee gave it the middle finger. And the NCAA admitted that they couldn't enforce it. So I'm asking the NCAA now, you quit after that Tennessee case and said, we can't enforce it. And now you're going back and saying, well, we're going to try to do it this time. What's the difference? Why will this lawsuit that you didn't even take to court, you basically just admitted defeat. Why is this going to be different? I don't understand that.
All right, up next on In the News, Jace, very disturbing information.
Ooh,
I must disseminate.
Well, I'm getting ready to be disturbed.
And it is that we have rattlesnakes.
Oh, I don't like that one. No, we don't up here, do we?
Yes, we do.
What?
Yes.
Are they in your house? Are they in your yard?
I will tell you where we have found rattlesnakes here in Oregon. That's next, but first, Buck.